a break with the weather. The winds have calmed as slowly but surely things are improving out here. So it's game on today, game on Tuesday. Matter of fact, Iowa played UCLA at Pauley Pavilion. There was some talk that they might have to move that. They did not. So everything is on schedule here for the Wisconsin Badgers and the USC Trojans. An important swing, Brian Butch, for the next five, starting today, for the next five on the road for Wisconsin.
Well, life of the Big Ten, and we've seen it with, you know, Big Ten teams going on the road and losing. So you have to stay focused on each game. Can't focus on what do you have come ahead. And that's tough on a trip that you stay on the road for. And that's the biggest, yes, you know, it's new, it's the LA swing. You come out here, you play two games. It's hard not to think about we're out here for 7 days or 6 days. Like, but you have to be dialed in on this game right now, this moment.
And the Badgers' last road trip to the East Coast went well, a win against Rutgers. And, you know, USC, we mentioned, playing better. That win against Illinois opened a lot of eyes last week in Champaign, where they more than held their own on the glass, and teams don't do that very often against the Illini. But they're getting into some rhythm, as we talked about in the pregame show, an almost entirely new roster, but it looks like things are coming together for Eric Musselman.
Well, it does, and you talk about the glass, and that's why I think it's such an important part of this. I think Wisconsin can go ahead and find a way to dominate. What that does, two things. One, it creates offensive opportunities, second chance opportunities, but most importantly, it allows you to be more physical. You have to match the physicality, and if you in your mind as a player say, I'm going to go rebound, 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 that increases the physicality of your team throughout the game.
Well, we've talked a little bit about Steven Crow. We probably haven't talked about him enough in this hour or so we have been on. The run has been most impressive, and no coincidence, I guess, Butchie, that the Badgers have won six in a row, and Steven Crow's average is 16 points per in that stretch.
Well, and 6.5 rebounds.
Yes, sir.
And the efficiency. I know last game we talked about the efficiency, but at, you know, 71% as well. So not only is he scoring at a high level, rebounding at a high level, he's shooting from three, by the way, 6 of 14 from 3-2. I'm just throwing that out there.
Just
want to get that out there.
You had all kinds of stretches like that, didn't you? 6 of 14.
No, I had 14 shots.
14 shots,
absolutely.
What I'm saying. Yeah, I was half right. Yeah.
6 was never, it was never 6 of 14. No, no, no.
Only when you had to make them, right? It's all about the win, not about how many. So we'll see how today's games go for the Badgers. And you got Purdue and Oregon. That's a fun game that's also beginning right about now out in Eugene. Badgers are the traveling Cardinal and the white trim. USC going with the gold unis and their USC Trojans version of Cardinal. Michael Reed, Tim Comer, and Randy Richardson are your officials. I would tell you that it looks like a pretty good turnout of Wisconsin Badgers fans, which is not a big surprise with alums living out here in Southern California, although given what has transpired out here for nearly the last 2 weeks, I'm not sure how many would be here for the game, but it looks like a pretty fair number. Otherwise, they're not going to lie. There are a fair amount of empty seats here in this 10,200-seat arena. Nice facility. But you can hear some noise when the visiting team gets some buckets. Abo and Crow jump in center. Toss and tap. Batted around. And it will be controlled by USC and Desmond Claude on the left wing. Trojans moving to our right as we're underway here in Southern California. Claude against Blackwell. High screen from Abo. Gives off to Wesley Yates. He was a hot shooter against Iowa earlier this week. A throw on the right side. Abo, he's with John Tanjay. Gives it up to Alex Cohen. And an inside feed, and that is batted around. Stolen away by Nolan Winter. Turnover USC as they were trying to get St. Thomas inside. Badgers to our left. Blackwell with a pass. That got deflected by Cohen. Gathered by Crow. And then Stevie whistles one over Blackwell and out of bounds. So the teams exchange turnovers here in the opening minute.
And both of them were by Biggs. Just trying to create something there. Steve doesn't need to have that back door pass. Just reverse it one more time and you're all right.
And up the floor comes USC. Wesley Yates, they weave it. Abo out between the circles. Leads it for Cohen. Flips to Desmond Claude, high in the right. Good, tough assignment here for John Blackwell this afternoon. Cohen left of the circle. Hands off Abo. He'll try a 17-footer just off the left elbow. Missed it. Rebound, Max Klesman for Wisconsin. Klesman up the right sideline. Feeds Crow. Quick pass Blackwell on the left wing. He's against Claude. A throw to Nolan Winter. SC straight up defensively. Here's Tanjay. Baseline right. And he throws one out. out of bounds. I think he was trying to get Klesman in the left corner. Two possessions, two turnovers for the Badgers.
And the thought's right. When you drive baseline like that, you do want to look opposite corner. You just got to execute the pass.
About a minute 15 gone by. We have no score. Claw to the right side. Surveys the defense. Hard hedge of the screen from Crowell. He'll turn it back to Blackwell. Left side, Wesley Yates. Nolan Winter defended, or St. Thomas, rather, against Nolan Winter. Now Cohen turns left of the lane. Shot up, around it out, no good. Rebound, Crowell. Ahead to Blackwell up the middle front court. Now John driving left of the lane against Claude. Stops, pivots, left block, needs help, and he threw it away. Pass is stolen by Wesley Yates. The Yates off the right wing. Reverse layup is good, going right to left. So the Badgers with three turnovers in as many possessions, 2-0 USC.
That's what USC wants to do. They're going to make you uncomfortable.
Steven Crowell out front, throwing to Max Klesman behind the left. High screen Crowell. Bounce pass Crowell. Left wing. Crowell against Alex Cohen. Or Josh Cohen, beg your pardon. Backing is Crowell. Mid post left. Out the Winter. Shot fake. Feeds Klesman behind the left. Klesman off the left wing. Running right hander. Back rim once, twice, and through. Klesman with a bucket. We're tied at two.
It's amazing we actually get a shot on the rim. What happened?
Yeah. Give yourself a chance.
Yeah, right.
Here. Tied at two. About 2.5 minutes gone by. Yates hands off to St. Thomas. Gets the screen from Josh Cohen. Pull up right foul line extended. Jumper is good for St. Thomas, who averages 10.5 points a game. 4-2 USC early on here in L.A. Here's Crowell right of the lane. Starts to back. Crowell backing on Thomas. Right block. Doubled by Cohen. Turn. Shooting. There's a rebound. Slam dunk. Nolan Winter. We're tied at four.
Well, the double team came off of Nolan Winter. Where did he go? Front of the rim. I say it all the time. Good things happen when you cut to the front of the rim.
3 minutes in, tied at four as they work the weave out high. Thomas at the top. Thomas left-hand dribble. Shovels it to Cohen. Mid-post left. Backing on Winter. A dig from Klesman. One pump and walking with the ball is Josh Cohen. Turnover USC. You see Kamari McGee and Carter Gilmore check in for Wisconsin. Klesman and Crowell will come out. Rashawn Agee is in for Josh Cohen. Agee's been playing well of late. 6'8 grad student out of Chicago. Well traveled, most recently at Bowling Green, put up big numbers for the Falcons last year. Carter Gilmore outside left, throwing to Blackwell between the circles. Blackwell high screen Winter slips to Nolan, bobbled the pass, but is able to get it back. Wide of the lane, kicks to McGee. He bobbles it high in the right. Badgers reset. Gilmore gives it up to Tanjay, high in the left. Tanjay against Abo in the lane, whips to McGee, baseline right, out to Blackwell, three shot, right corner, good. Blackwell with a triple at 7-4, Wisconsin, 3 minutes 40 seconds into the game. Desmond Claude out front. Kamari McGee now checking Claude. Claude, the 6-6 point here for USC. Yates at the top, feeds Abo, shot fake, steps up, right elbow jump is good. Jabuzo Abo, most of his shots are threes, but he hits a mid-range there at 7-6. Wisconsin Blackwell drives off the left wing to the cup, of the layup is good. 9-6, the Badgers, a little more than 4 minutes in. Here's Desmond Claude to the front court. Outside right against Kamari McGee. Claude behind the back of the dribble, lost the handle, got it back, loops it to Abo, left side. He'll snap off a three, back rim no good. Rebound tip, scrambled, tipped again, loose right corner, Claude runs it down. And a reset for USC. St. Thomas feeds Agee. He can shoot the three. He will straight away. Bangs off the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to John Blackwell. So he's willing to shoot it. Not a ton. 5 of 14 on the season is Agee. Deflects a pass. Gilmore runs it down in the backcourt.
Well, and USC's doing a good job of getting hands and passing lanes. They really are.
Amari McGee throwing to Nolan Winter. Feeds Blackwell. Open for three. Right side. Good again. Another 3-point hit for Blackwell. He has 8 early points for the Badgers. 12-6 Wisconsin, 5:05 gone by.
Blackwell's just, he's been different. He is different.
Mm-hmm. With the The ball is St. Thomas, and a whistle off the ball here. They might get Tanjay. He was tagging Chibuzo Abo, and we have a timeout, our under 16 media timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And with more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 14:46 left first half, Wisconsin 12, USC 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Warm your bathroom with our great selection of Lion showers, bathtubs, and surrounds that match your style and budget. Lion's knows how important design and function are. Their acrylic products offer strength and beauty that you can rely on for years to come. Check out our entire selection of Lion's bathroom products today on Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. St. Thomas baseline left, inbounds to AG. We resume play. 14:43 left first half, 12-6 Wisconsin. And it's Yates with the ball down. Curls around the left wing in the lane. Darts it out to Abo. Fakes the three. Now steps to his left. Takes the three. Missed it short. Rebound St. Thomas. And it was knocked out of bounds, they'll say, by John Blackwell. And it remains USC ball.
And that's what this USC team does so well, is they just play so hard. Those 50-50 balls, Wisconsin has to get him a couple more of those. Clean up the offensive or defensive possessions.
Thomas, baseline right, will inbound. Lobs it out to Wesley Yates. Flips it to AG against Stephen Crow. Gives it up to Thomas, chased by Gilmore. Thomas, left elbow, almost shuffled there. And then to Kevin Patton, 6'8", sophomore on the floor. Drives left to lane around Janicki and scooped it up, missed, but a foul. Jack Janicki, who had checked into the lineup for the Badgers, the 6'5 redshirt freshman, that's his first.
And I'm shocked we're 6 minutes into this game. This is the first free throw attempts we've had. The two teams that get to the free throw, you know, and they put an emphasis on getting downhill.
We talked about it with Wisconsin. SC, 22 attempts per game. They'll foul a lot as well. Kevin Patton, transfer from San Diego. 8 of 17 at the line of this season, but he gets the first free throw. Averages 3.7 points per game. Played a handful of minutes against Iowa a few days ago. Patton was West Coast Conference All-Freshman team last year. Second free throw is good. And it's 12-8 Wisconsin, 14-15 left in the first half. Kamari McGee up the left side of the front court for Wisconsin, around the Crow screen, throws to Gilmore, wraps at the Blackwell right side. Inside feed caught by Crow, give and go. Blackwell to the rim, layup good, it counts at a foul. And there it is again. That give and go has been a bread and butter play here for the Badgers.
Every game. Every game. And I get that. I just don't understand how they keep getting it, because you think at some point, hey, you know when the ball hits the post, what's going to happen? Just also, John Blackwell with a quick 10 points here.
No kidding.
Here we go again. Exactly.
Free throw for Blackwell is good. That's a three-point play. 15-8 Wisconsin, about 6 minutes in. Desmond Claude now in there up the floor. Gives off to Yates around an easy screen. Turns the lane. 13-footer is good.
Pretty good individual play there. He's not he much to do defensively.
Yep.
Yeah, there's going to be plays like that throughout this game.
15-10 Wisconsin. With 13:45 left of the first half. Crowd throwing to Max Klesman. Back in there for the Badgers. Klesman whips it to Janicki. Three shot left corner. Around it out. No good. Rashawn Agee the rebound. Outlet to St. Thomas. Ahead to Claude. Drives by Janicki to the rim. And the layup is no good off the left side iron. Rebound off the hands of Crowd. Into the hands of Blackwell. Blackwell up the floor. Fans it out to the right side for the Badgers. 13:25 left first half. 15-10 Wisconsin. Janicki high on the left. Throwing to Gilmore on the left wing. Dribbles to the corner. Brings it back out front. Janicki turns it high on the right for Blackwell. 13 to shoot. Blackwell, high screen from Crowell. Blackwell weaving in the lane, lobbed it into Crowell. He'll catch and then went up and fell down. He was fouled inside here. And I think they're going to get Desmond Claude there. That is his first. And team foul number two. Big time sub here for Wisconsin. Xavier Amos, John Tanjay, Nolan Winter. Back in there for Wisconsin. McGee and Klesman rounding out the five.
A hockey substitution.
It was. Line change. Inbounds pass. Nolan Winter near the left corner. He'll throw it to Klesman along the left sideline near half court. Tabuzo Apo back in there for SC with the ball is McGee on the right side. A pass for Winter. Turns to the Tanjay left side. Looking to go baseline. Now starting to back on Wesley with three to shoot. With two. Fade away from Tanjay is an air ball to shot clock violation. 15-10 Wisconsin with 12:47 left in the first half. Four turns now for Wisconsin. Three of them came on the first three possessions. Otherwise, they're shooting 6-9 for the field and 2 out of 3 from distance.
A mathematician, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Here's St. Thomas left of the circle. He'll throw it to Abo. Refeeds Thomas. Thomas inside feed. One on Agee. It's deflected away by Xavier Amos and then off of Agee and out of bounds. Good work defensively by Xavier Amos down low.
It really was. It is because he stayed level with the ball, understood where he needed to be, and then kept floating backwards and backwards. That when that lob was there, it was he was able to get the deflection on it.
12:30 left first half, 15-10. Wisconsin leads USC. Amos with a pass for Klesman around a screen from Nolan Winter. Throws it back out to Nolan. Tries a three. Hits a three from right of the circle. First hit from distance for Nolan Winter, and it's 18-10 Wisconsin.
He's been so good this year, too.
35% from distance coming into this game for Nolan Winter. With the ball is Desmond Claude outside right. Heads on the screen from Winter. Turns it back to McGee. Claude at the free throw line. Bounces into Agee, and he walked with the ball. Defense provided by Nolan Winter, and Agee lost his footing, and we have the under 12 media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub, lots of matcha pizzas, are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. And the unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. 11:56 left of the first half. Wisconsin 18, USC 10. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Badger. Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And the story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at Madison.com/story. 18-10, Wisconsin leads USC with 11:56. Left of the first half, they protect the ball. They're pretty good here, Butchie. 7 out of 10 are the Badgers from the floor.
Well, and average at 1.3 points per possession, which is really good. The average now when I played with Bo is about one. Now with the rule changes, about 1.2 is where you want to be at. They're at 1.3. The ball's moving. They understand they're making the right play. Defensively is where I've been impressed. Yes, there's been some 50-50 balls that have gone to USC, but overall, Wisconsin defensively, they've been in gaps, and they've really forced USC to make extra passes and challenged all the drives without fouling on top of it.
Desmond Claude has been a hot hand, the hottest of the hot hands for USC of late. He had 25 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists against Iowa, dropped 31 points on Illinois, has yet to score here so far, but we're just a bit more than 8 minutes into the game. Here's Kamari McGee up the floor being hassled by Yates. McGee right sideline, poked away by Yates. Kamari gets it back and will give off to Klesman. High screen Winter. Max darts to Amos, open 3, left side, nailed it. Big Xavier Amos at triple, it's 21-10 Wisconsin. Quad in the backcourt, checked by Kamari McGee. And Kamari knocked it loose, trying to save it. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to SC. Brian Butch always tells me nobody wants to play defense. I think Kamari McGee enjoys playing defense.
Yeah, but if you told him he couldn't shoot the ball at all, he would have been out. He does it. There's no question.
Here's Patton outside, right. A little back cut. They want to get Yates, and it's stolen away. Knocked away by, you had Amos down there and Klesman as well. Here's Max front court. Going to Amos. Left pocket 3, and that's off the rim. No good. Rebound to Abo of USC. 11:05 left in the half. 21-10 Wisconsin. Here's Desmond Claude against Kamari. Knocked away by Klesman. Got it back. Got tied up. Held ball. And the arrow to Wisconsin. There's McGee again inside. Making it happen.
We've talked about, you know, the way that they've guarded Desmond Claude so far. Again, there's been bodies everywhere he's gone. That's a great example of that.
5 on the floor. You got McGee, Amos, Winter, Tanjay, and Klesman. Here's Kamari. Starts to go. Now peels it back right wing. Feeds Amos. Quick flip over to Max Klesman. High screen Winter. Max fakes the 3. Feeds McGee right corner. Back out to Max. With a shot fake. Dribbles off the wing. Now into the lane. Stops mid post left. Nice. Oh, it tried to bounce it in to Nolan Winter. Couldn't handle it. Turnover Wisconsin as Thomas came up with it. And now here's Abo on the right side. Going to St. Thomas, top of the circle. Refeeds Abo. Drives on Amos. Cut off by Klesman. Right in the lane. Now he's doubled. Pass deflected by Winter. Goes out to St. Thomas. Turns to Yates. Shakes right. Moves left. Scoops it in the lane. No, but a foul as Wesley Yates trying to get to the bucket, drawing the contact. They'll get it on Kamari McGee. That'll be his first. 21-10 Wisconsin with 10:18 left in the first half. We'll see John Blackwell and Stephen Crow check back in as Wesley Yates to the free throw line. He had 21 against Iowa, going 4 of 5 from the three-point line. A fixture in that starting lineup since Terrence Williams, the Michigan transfer, had a wrist injury. Yates averaging 10.5 points per game, missing the first free throw. Crowell and Blackwell will come in. Klesman and Winter will sit down. Desmond Claude will take a seat for the Trojans.
And the only reason Yates gets to the free throw line is there's a little bit of a scramble. Wisconsin gambles a little bit. But defensively, man, they've been really good.
Really have. Second free throw is missed. Yates trying to run it down, could not. And two free throws missed, out of bounds. Clark Slackard is the player who came in for Desmond Claude. Slackard, grad student, a transfer from Penn. Here comes McGee, gives off to Stephen Crowell on the right wing. A bounce to Tanjay, trying to post on Thomas. Tanjay out to Stevie. Hands off to Tanjay with 10 minutes left in the half. Tanjay took a look, turned it down, floats it back out to Amos, bounces it in to Stephen Crowell. Shot clock down to 5. Amos driving on Abo to the line in the lane, runs it up, missed, but a foul. That's a good take from Xavier Amos. Shot clock winding down, got a little dribble penetration, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Talking about some good minutes again from Xavier, just understanding, not trying to do too much, right? Like when you come in that moment, comes down, he knocks down a three early on, there, doesn't force a three, understands shot clock, is able to drive and get to the line.
First free throw, no good from X. You get that foul on AG, by the way, which is his first foul. Second free throw is good for Xavier Amos, who will come out as Carter Gilmore is in. 22-10 Wisconsin, 9:48 left in the first half. Mark Slackard averaged 18 a game for Penn last year, a two-time All-Ivy League selection. Here's Yates for three straight away, and that's a brick wide right. Went off of Slackard right in the hands of AG, and his chip shot rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound Carter Gilmore. Blackwell to the front court. Pass fake left. He'll throw to Gilmore. Turns it right side for John Tanjay. Tanjay matched up with St. Thomas. Bounce pass Gilmore, right wing. Carter starts to back. Still backing. Back into the right block. Out the crowd. Open three, left of the circle, book it. Inside, out they go. And Eric Musselman will use a timeout. 15-point lead now for the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll keep it here with 9:10 left in the half, 25-10, Wisconsin leading USC.
Offensively, Wisconsin sharing the ball, that's nothing new. We know that's what they do. But, like, everyone's been involved. Now, John Blackwell got him going early on. But now that ball is finding the open play. Like, it's been really good offensively. But I can't emphasize enough, defensively right now.
Yes.
I mean, they are they're playing as five. There's no driving gaps at all for any of USC's players. Like, really dialed in. And when you play as five, we've seen them play as five a lot on the offensive end. This might be the best that I've seen him play defensively.
Yeah, this has been impressive. An impressive first 10-plus minutes. Wisconsin on a 10-0 run right now.
And I'll say, Wisconsin has been getting better on the defensive end as each game goes by. Like, I know it's one of those things that doesn't get talked about when they're scoring the ball and they're shooting at the free throw rate that they are. But defensively, they are getting better and better every single game.
Eric Musselman burning his first timeout, and Desmond Claude back in there for the Trojans, met by Kamari McGee. Claude out front. Angles the dribble to the left wing. Now Tanjay will pick him up. Claude left elbow out the slacker. Tries a three right of the circle. Short. Rebound to St. Thomas. Second chance for USC. Work it out front. St. Thomas long two is good. Just inside the arc.
If you're Wisconsin, you can live with that.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's everything
all
you want
day
to do except clean up the first missed shot.
25-12 Wisconsin. That bucket stopped the Badger run at 10. 8.5 minutes left of the first half. Blackwell loops it into Crowell. Right of the lane. Thomas defending. Single coverage. Stevie is backing and backing. Right block. Turns.
Get him, big fella.
Easy money.
Get him, big fella.
Let him eat.
Get him, big fella. Let me have him. The reason I'm so excited is, like, you could see it developing. You know, it's like, when is he going to turn? When is he going to turn?
Tough check for St. Thomas, who stands at 6'7", 27-12 Wisconsin. Desmond Claude throws it out to Yates. Yates at the top of the circle, feeds Thomas on the left wing. Starting to back, Tanjay defends, backing. Shot clock is at 5. And now a three up. Top is good for Slackard, and he got fouled. Stephen Crowell ran out on him, and it's a four-point opportunity here for USC, now at the under eight. Media timeout. FS Envision Seed Corn and FSI Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seeds you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:55 left in the first half. Wisconsin 27, USC 15. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi. Clark Slacker just hit his first three as a Trojan. He's 1-for-10 now. He was good at Penn last year, 42%. Now has a chance to turn this into a four-point play as Stephen Crow fouled him. 7:55 left in the half, 27-15 Wisconsin.
1-of-10, that means he's 10% this year.
You're a genius.
I tell you, just throw that out there.
2 degrees from the University of Wisconsin,
40%
everybody.
At Penn, 10% here this year. I didn't even have to get a calculator up for that either.
That's why it's a
world. That's right up here in this noggin.
That's why it's a world-class institution, everybody. Free throw from Slacker, no good. Abo spiked the rebound out of bounds.
Are we having fun yet?
Gotta have fun, Gotta have fun. We're going to be together for a few more days here on this trip, right?
You're going to be so sick of me.
Carter Gilmore with a handoff to Max Klesman. Shaking on Slacker, dribbles to the left side, starting to back. Max in the lane, fouled by Slacker. That'll be his first. 7:40 left in the first half, 27-15 Wisconsin. His team foul number four, both teams with the four fouls. Winter, Gilmore, Blackwell, Tanjay, and Klesman out there for Wisconsin. Blackwell, baseline left, flips it inbounds to Winter near the left corner. And a bounce intended for Gilmore went off of him and a turnover for the Badgers. Six turnovers aside here in this first half. Desmond Claude now picked up by Max Klesman. Here's the Slacker. He is with Tanjay. Slacker sizing him up. Left side, Desmond Claude. Claude dribbles off the left wing in the lane. One pump. Now scoops it up left hand. High off the glass and out. No good. Rebound Winter. Knocked away. AG. It'll belong to Wisconsin. 7:08 left to the half. 27-15, the Badgers.
Yeah, USC 1-4 on layups. A lot of it's been just because there's been bodies down there.
Carter Gilmore hits the brakes, throws it to Nolan Winter between the circles, whips it to Klesman left side, driving on Slackard, picked up the foul. Max, kind of liking that matchup. He's been able to go to work a little bit. He's picked up two fouls on Slackard as Wesley Yates will now come in for Slackard. 6:59 left of the break, 12-point lead, Wisconsin. John Tanjay, sideline left, front court will inbound. Oh, a dangerous pass, gets in at Olin Winter, being bothered by AG. A pass out to Blackwell, sends it to Gilmore, right-hand toss for Klesman, back to Carter, stops right block, bounces it out to Blackwell, flips a three straight away, and it clipped the right side iron, no good. Rebound, run down right corner by Gilmore, throws it out to Nolan Winter, second chance Wisconsin. Good hustle by Carter Gilmore, Tanjay for three, left side, and that's off the rim badly. On the right side, no good. Here's Abo, quickly the other way for USC. Stops right of the lane, throws it back out to St. Thomas. 6:25 left in the half, 27-15, Wisconsin. Thomas against Nolan Winter in the lane, fadeaway, 10-footer, back rim no good, and over the back is Rashawn Agee. That'll be his second foul. Agee, an emotional sort, a couple fouls against
very
him.
Very emotional, yes.
He'll let you know how he feels. So he has two, Slackard has two. Slackard on the bench, AG in there for the moment. Both coaches will, but neither eager to play a lot of minutes in the 2000 in the first half. 6:08 left to the break. Here's Klesman for three, left side. That's off the rim, no good. St. Thomas the rebound. And it goes to Desmond Claude on the run, driving right lane line, throws it up too strong, no good. Rebound tipped to Blackwell. Here comes Wisconsin. Badgers have a little 3-on-2, a throw to Max, steps into a three, left side, book it. There you go. Klesman drilling a three, and it's 30-15, Wisconsin. 5:42 left till halftime. St. Thomas sets the floor for the Trojans. It's against Carter Gilmore. A pass for Yates. Klesman went to the floor. Max gets back up and plays D. Here's Desmond Claude against Gilmore. Claude left-hand dribble in the lane. Inside feed. AG goes up. Got hammered. Foul is called. Nolan Winter getting in there for the Badgers. That'll be his first.
But again, they talk about USC right now, now 1-of-6 for layups. And a lot of it's just been because Wisconsin's gone vertical. Nolan does a great job going vertical last possession. It leads to a transition three for Max Klesman. And maybe that finally gets Max going.
AG's first free throw is good, 82%, and limited opportunities. Gilmore and Winter check out. You got Crowell, Amos, Tanjay, Blackwell, and Klesman on the floor. That was the first point for Rashawn Agee here today. 19 of 23 now at the foul line. Second attempt straight through. 26-8 grad student. 30-17, Wisconsin, 5:23 left in the first half. Blackwell, left side, got by Claude, kicks a corner. Corner three, Klesman, left side, no good. And the rebound comes down to USC. Here's Wesley Yates through the midcourt, logo to the front court. And the ball's knocked away by Klesman. Max diving, AG diving, AG gathers. Here's Desmond Claude into the paint, cut off by Crowell. A throw out to St. Thomas, feeds Claude to the left wing. Claude sizes it up, shakes, starts to go off the wing, stops left block, knocked away by Max, and out of bounds. Boy, those hands are active for the Badgers, and the feet are moving as well.
The feet, the hands, and I'd say most importantly, the bodies.
Yes.
Claude drives in there. There's three guys that just are all over him in that moment. Like, they're guarding really well.
McGee and Blackwell out, shot clock at 8. Yates running into Crowell at the left block. He'll loop it back out to St. Thomas, and a pass is knocked away by Klesman. Max trying to run it down, but
it's
he
a clock,
it should be a shot clock.
It is,
yep. Klesman never good gained possession as he went down to the sideline, and that's exactly what you want as a Wisconsin fan. Don't get possession. Let that shot clock wind down. Yeah, 4:44 left in the first half. Now they have this. They should have the shot. They have the shot clock at 20, and that's not
right.
Yeah,
that's not right. Should be at 30.
Here's Kamari McGee out front. High screen Crowell. A throw to Max on the right side. A step back three for Klesman. It's off the rim and out, no good. And they'll get Crowell over the back of A.G. Steven with the foul, and that's going to be two on him. So that'll get Nolan Winter back into the game.
They've called that a lot in this game, the over the back.
Yeah, they have.
They really have. And just something to be aware of. If you're a big, you've got to make that adjustment early on. Understand that that's going to be called.
4:30 left in the half. 30-17, Wisconsin. Desmond Claude high on the right. High screen from Abo as McGee works over it. Now it's out to Agee. He'll try a three and hit it from left of the circle. Rashawn Agee pulls the Trojans within 10. 30-20, Wisconsin. 4:13 left in the half. McGee throwing to Klesman outside left. Claude defending. Max a high screen from Winter. Klesman leaves it for Xavier Amos. He'll send it to Tanjay. Tanjay baseline right, and he ran out of room, dribbled it out of bounds. I mentioned Claude has his score. Neither has John Tanjay as we hit the four-minute media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 4 minutes left in the half. Wisconsin 30, USC 20. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
Let's get a U.S. Bank scoreboard update of the game going on in the Big Ten. About 5 minutes left in the first half in Eugene. The Oregon Ducks leading Purdue 25-23. Other scores in the top 25. Xavier leads Marquette 45-31. More than 12 and a half minutes left in that game. Auburn, top-ranked Auburn Tigers, slip past Georgia 70-68. And Alabama beat Kentucky 102-97. 4 minutes left in the first half here in L.A. Wisconsin 30, USC 20. Both teams with 7 turnovers. Otherwise, the Badgers are shooting 55% for the field, 6 of 13 from 3. USC just 7 of 19 from the floor.
Oh, Wisconsin 9 assists. I mean, that ball's finding each other, where you've got USC with only 4.
Desmond Claude outside left against Kamari McGee. Working over an AG screen. Feeds Abo. Tries a 3 right side. Off the rim and out. No good. The rebound of Wisconsin. Here's John Blackwell on the run to the line. Runs it out. Klesman left corner. And Abo gets out on Max, who will bring it back out front. High screen from Amos. Klesman throwing to Winter. Rotates it right side to Blackwell. A toss for Amos. Flips to McGee near the left corner. Shot clock is at 10. Kamari against St. Thomas. McGee left of the lane. Got around him through the lane. Throws to Max. 3 shot right corner. Off the rim short. No good. Offensive rebound. McGee. Looked like he got fouled too. That's good hustle from Kamari McGee. They're going to get Abo on the foul. That'll be his first.
I think what I'm most impressed with more than anything is the energy that Wisconsin has played it, they're matching USC.
And yes, they are.
That's what they – USC, that's what you think. Mm-hmm. Energy. They're going to out-hustle you. They're going to outwork you. That hasn't been the case. A couple balls, but not – I mean, not a lot.
Kamari McGee at the line. Badgers in the 1-1. The front end for Kamari is good. He's now 15 of 18 at the foul line this season. He had 9 points on Tuesday against Ohio State. He's averaging a bit more than 22 minutes of playing time per game. Talking to him this week, that has certainly been a factor in just the increased confidence, the shooting the lights out from the three-point line. Hits both free throws. 32-20, Wisconsin. 3:15 remaining in the half.
That's
and here's an illegal screen. Yeah, offensive foul as Janicki just got wiped out. Desmond Claude with his second foul.
I was just going to, and Matt, he's got two, but you know what Wisconsin's also done? They've taken him out of the game. His body language right now is terrible.
Well, a bad pass. McGee stolen away by A.G. on the breakaway, and he'll spike it with a right hand. That's one way to get the energy right back. Little pick six there. 32-22, Wisconsin.
You just don't see Kamara make
no,
that pass.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, just
2:55 left first half. McGee kills the dribble. He'll throw to Blackwell. Dribbles off the right wing. Goes to the goal. Runs it up and in and one. John Blackwell with a grown man take and a three-point opportunity here for Wisconsin.
And that's three on Agee as well.
Yeah. Sean Agee. Desmond Claude coming out of the game. A.G. still in there at the moment. Musselman sending no one else over the scores table. 34-22, now he will. Harrison Hornery will be coming in for USC, 6'10 senior from Australia. The only returning scholarship player on this roster from a year ago. Andy Enfield, now the coach at SMU. First year for Eric Musselman. Here at USC.
SMU's up by 40 against Miami, too, right now. So he's doing all right for himself
Yep. Got a team here in the Elite Eight a few years ago. Yeah. Free throw is good. 35-22, Wisconsin. 2:42 left in the first half. Thomas outside left. Matchup with Carter Gilmore. Now Janicki on the switch. Pass to Hornery at the top. Hands it back to Thomas. Pull up right lane line. 12-footer, no good. Tipped up and yanked down by Jack Janicki for Wisconsin. A lead feed to Blackwell. To the front court is John. Fans out to the left wing as the Badgers will reset, run some offense. McGee, right wing. Kamari. Gives it up to Nolan Winter. Baseline right. Shakes on Ornery. Puts it on the deck. Pivots up right hand. Sweet. Nolan Winter with 7. 37-22. Wisconsin 2:08 left in the half. St. Thomas to the front court for USC. High screen from Kevin Patton. A throw out to Horner. He fakes the three. Kills the dribble near the free throw line. Needs some help. Gets a flashing Wesley Yates to the rim, and his runner is short, but he is fouled on the play, and he'll earn free throws. That's Carter Gilmore, his first. 1:53 left in the half. 15-point lead for Wisconsin at 37-22. Wesley Yates, 78% free throw shooter coming into the game, but he is 0-for-2 so far today. Two shots here.
And there Wisconsin got a little bit out of position because Kamari McGee tries to deny the ball handler. And that backdoor, that's where that happens. But again, you can live with Kamari being aggressive there because because the guards are not comfortable right now for USC. We talked about how big they are, how strong they are, how they want to get downhill. They haven't been able to do any of that.
No, as you mentioned, that the frustration.
And they look disinterested right now, right?
Do.
Like,
yep.
It really is.
Frustrated. Wesley Yates, transfer from Washington, injured, did not play for the Huskies last season. Missed the first free throw, good with the second. So it's 37-23, Wisconsin with a minute 50 left in the half. Here's McGee working against Patton on the right wing. Kamari will flip to Nolan Winter out front. Gives off to Blackwell. Blackwell, right lane line on the take. Knocked away Yates and went off of Blackwell's leg and out of bounds. And that's going to be turnover number 9 for Wisconsin here in this first half. SC's guilty of
14.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, to say 9 first half turnovers, they still have a lead, Matt.
Here's Wesley Yates turning down the screen from Ornery. Left lane line, runs it up right hand. Good. Yates with a good take. 37-25, Wisconsin. 1:25 left to the break. Blackwell, a pass for Gilmore. A flip for Jack Janicki, high on the right. He'll feed Winter. Rotates to Blackwell on the left wing. John will get the toss to Gilmore. McGee on the left side. Kamari's left open. Snaps off at three. Nailed it. Kamari McGee, 55.5% from three coming into the game. And knew that right on the release. 40-25 Wisconsin. 1 minute left till halftime. Yates off a high screen from Warnery. Backing on McGee. Turns it out to Warnery. Couldn't control the pass. Now he does. Left of the circle. A pass for St. Thomas. Janicki defends. Shot fake St. Thomas. Out to Warnery. 10 to shoot. Thomas again. Backing on Janicki. Backing. Left of the lane. And Janicki goes down. Thomas down. Winter down. Shot clock. Winding down. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin with 36.4 seconds left in the half.
And they are just collapsing. I mean, anytime that ball gets anywhere near that paint, they are just collapsing.
36.4 left in the half. 40-25 Wisconsin. Josh Cohen coming back in here for USC. The Badgers have Gilmore, Blackwell, Winter, Tanjay, and Clint Klusman on the floor. 15-point lead, Wisconsin, 36.4 left in the first half. And SC make Wisconsin work to bring it up the floor here as Gilmore will throw it in. Give it to Blackwell, single coverage, Wesley Yates. Blackwell, left-hand dribble up the left sideline, gets it across the mid-stripe. Down to 25 seconds left in half, and then Yates with a little hip check there on Blackwell near the center circle. That's his second foul.
And they let one go.
They did.
It's like the second time, I didn't understand what you're trying to get there.
Badgers are in the double bonus. John Blackwell with 14 first half points, 2 of 2 at the foul line. Badgers are 5 of 6 at the line in the first half. 26.1 left in the half. First free throw, Blackwell is good. Desmond Claude coming back in for Wesley Yates. 41-25, Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for the sophomore, John Blackwell. Eyes the rim, sends it, hits it. Give him 16 in the first half. Janicki is in for Nolan Winter. Shot clock is off. 26 seconds left in the half. 42-25 Wisconsin. Here's Desmond Claude up the left sideline. Front court for USC. Blackwell defends. Claude walks the dribble near half court. Down to 14 seconds left in the half. Claude high on the left, still rocks the dribble. 10 seconds left. Claude to the free throw line. This is the Abo against Tanjay. Left elbow, jumper away. It's off the rim, no. St. Thomas the rebound and the putback. And that's how the first half will end. So a putback from St. Thomas. But the Badgers go into the locker room with a 15-point lead here in Los Angeles. When they're not turning it over, they're awfully dangerous. The Badgers 14-24 from the field. 7-15 from three. At the half, Wisconsin 42, USC 27. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Don Rosen in the morning. He's got local news for you, updates on the weather every few minutes, and now Paul Harvey with the rest of the story at 7:25 every weekday morning. Don Rosen also features the timeless hits with our local news, weather, sports, and more. Every morning, 6 until 9 o'clock, start your day and hear conversations from your friends, neighbors, people you know. It's all right here on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Time at the Galen Center. Wisconsin 42, USC 27. John Blackwell with 16 points to lead the way for Wisconsin. In the first half where John Tanjay did not score, nor did Desmond Claude. Both teams guilty of 9 turnovers, but the Badgers shooting lights out. They made their final 3 shots of the half. They're 14-24 through the first half of play. 42-27, Wisconsin leads SC at the break. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll hear from Kamari McGee coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for today's halftime conversation as we visit with Badgers senior guard Kamari McGee out of Racine St. Catherine High School. Well, Badger fans know that Kamari provides a spark off the bench. He provides a ton of energy, a whole lot of defense, and this year he has added offense. Kind of like his year at Green Bay, but even better as a Badger. He is shooting a blistering 55.5% from the three-point line. I asked him, what's been the difference?
Honestly, just seeing a couple go in, confidence rises, going with the flow. But I also got to give a key shout-out to just the work that I put in over the offseason. You know, I just really really focused in on that more than I did any other year. I just made sure, like, at the end of each workout I was doing, I would just rep threes, just rep them. Even at when we get done with practice, no matter how long the day was, no matter how much we were on our legs, I make sure I'm shooting a lot of jumpers just to make sure I key in on just making sure that it's not going in. Just having the confidence, really, and also just playing more minutes this year allows me to get into more of a rhythm in the flow of the game. So I'm able to, you know, I may miss one, but then, okay, now I got it. I know how fast the game is being played. Like, I know when and where I can get my shots off. So just being able to get more of a rhythm playing a little more this year is also helping that as well.
We'll have more of our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. More from Kamari McGee coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now, take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
We continue with our halftime conversation with Kamari McGee, who has shown an ability to hit big shots. He could hit clutch free throws. And it doesn't seem to matter whether it's on the home floor or on the road. I asked him which one gave him more joy, and his answer was simple. All of the above.
Because I feel like each one gives like a different feel. It's like when you're at home and you get to make the crowd erupt, you just look around and see all the fans just cheering for you. Like that's going back to being a little kid and like you playing on your little hoop and you doing a countdown yourself and you make a big shot in front of like everybody that you love.